record.
All right, cool. Welcome to episode 2 of Capoeira Podcast. We actually have a special episode as we are taping from Seattle. Usually our home bases are in Pasadena, California, but I've actually been here. Actually, we've... Speak up.
Oh, myself.
We've been here since...
I'm here too.
We've been here since last Tuesday.
No.
I'm here. since last Tuesday, taking workshops, definitely eating. It's nothing
drinking.
It's nothing but ice chips.
Walking.
And crackers for me, I think, for the... Once I get home.
Yeah, maybe do a juice cleanse.
We've hit up some epic places in Seattle. We've also done a lot of workshops of capoeira. Played lots of music. Unfortunately, looks like the Pacific Northwest might need to step up their music game a little bit.
Just a little.
Just a tiny bit.
On the student side.
Yes. Just in case anyone is out there that have legit horns.
Yeah.
Who are from the Pacific Northwest listening to this podcast. We're not sure who's actually listening right now, as this is the second episode. But what have we been doing? So we got in on Tuesday. There weren't any workshops.
Yeah, so we went to some Pike's Place business, but we went there a little late. So we decided to go the next day. Had some cheese. We had a lot of cheese.
We had, like, so much cheese.
We had a lot of oysters.
We've had a... really good run with the food out here in Seattle.
We did really well for ourselves. I think we did the right thing. We're making the right choices, living for all of it. It was all good. Doing everything right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. We went to Revel. That was insane.
Yeah.
Really good fusion Korean restaurant in downtown Seattle. That was really cool. We went to Beecher's. That's an insane cheese shop. We just came back from Meander's, which was...
Meander's Kitchen in White Center.
Oh, my God.
Which is neither central nor white. but that was insane. I had shrimp and grits. The person who was hosting us for the event came with us. She had great things to say, and she was totally right.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure they laced everything with crack. At that, because the food was so insanely good. I'm also very tired, so sorry if my energy level is low.
She hasn't had a lot of coffee today.
I'm actually drinking beer right now. So let's just get to the capoeira. Actually, you should introduce yourself, because I just noticed you haven't yet.
Yeah.
So tell everybody who you are.
I'm Joan, Coruja, and I've been playing capoeira since 2008-ish or so. Yeah. Moved around a little bit, so there's been a few years where I haven't been training consistently, and for the past year I haven't really been training. Live in Portland. I've been doing judo and jiu-jitsu, and that's a lot of fun, but Jamie decided to come up to Seattle, and I decided to see her, so...
Which is awesome. We've been friends for a while. She's super funny. We get along. She's quick. She's quick to the punch like I am, so that's why we are such good friends, I think.
Yeah.
I really do like her school, though, out in Sul de Bahia in D.C. I technically first met her in Brazil.
Yeah.
For their encounter. It's where all their schools got together, and it was cool because it was different countries, so it kind of showed me how vast capoeira can be and how much it can transcend on different languages, and everything is still the same, and... Even though I couldn't speak, like, German or Italian to meet some of those guys, we were able to play a game, and that was our own conversation, exchanging moves and stuff. And I don't think I really met you when I was out there, because what was that Oregon Trail thing that you're talking about?
You had, like, an Oregon Trail disease. Like, you had, like, dysentery.
Yeah.
You were about to die.
I got... okay.
Yeah, so we just got a phone call, and that kind of interrupted the recording, but it's good. Yeah, we met in Brazil, in Ohio, and then...
5 years ago?
Yeah, you got super sick, but then you decided to come to the D.C. Batizado, and we've been friends ever since. Pals, I went to your event last year, Batuki.
Which is awesome.
It was amazing. It was so huge. There's so much stuff.
That was a good year.
Yeah.
I mean, every year is good. That was an especially good year, I thought. I felt really clear.
Lots of people got Quantum
Mesh Accords, yeah. So I really enjoy this event. This is Capoeira North Seattle out here in, God, what city have we been in? What city are we in right now?
We're in Seattle, West Seattle, Alki Beach, but then there's stuff in Linwood and Keto or something.
Yeah.
North Sound, but great group, really cool, love them. They're just wonderful.
Really nice group, really nice energy, young group.
Yeah, very young, but they have a lot of lots of promise and great teacher and great professors and instructors and everything that came out to support the event. It was really great. It was really touching. And
small group. Unfortunately, there was some sort of a split that had happened.
Yeah.
Possibly a month ago. We don't know the details, but I think that resolution will hopefully come soon. You know, these things take time.
Yeah. It's life is short. It's I don't know. I think it's too short for kind of silly feuds. I guess I don't know. This could be a serious feud.
We know the feud. We don't know the feud. We don't want to really offend too many people. We don't mind offending certain people.
No, I don't know. It could have been really serious. But, you know, I mean, hopefully there's not too much, you know, pain or suffering going on. Because everybody's great up here. I really like it.
Yeah, and I think that school is really lucky to have someone like Contramessa Chigresa as a teacher. She's strong, she's funny, she's out there, she's just really knowledgeable.
Yeah, obviously really loves her students, really loves capoeira, loves teaching, loves sharing every part of capoeira, and that's really cool. That's really cool to see.
Yeah. So I really am enjoying the workshops that we did. We did there was an Angola workshop that was pretty, it was a basic workshop apparently, I guess that school's lineage or this certain school, they don't do a lot of Angola, so they were lucky to get someone from FICA up north, Northern California, to teach a class. I really enjoyed it. I think basics are where everything starts. I mean, basics is where everything starts, but I think that it's not all about flips or anything like that. So to have a good knowledge of that and to have a good foundation is a big thing. So I learned a lot how to... some sequences I even forgot to put together. I was putting together again, and I forgot how effective it was, and that was really cool. What else did we do?
I just think about the food a lot. A lot of that food was good, yeah. Some real good food.
They were privileged to be sponsored by a barbecue joint.
Yeah.
Which was insane.
Yeah, amazing. Really great after parties and lunch and everything, and taking really good care of everybody who came out to the event. Like, it was a small event, but it was so well run. Maybe one of the best well run events that I've ever attended.
This is one of my more favorite events that I've been to. I really love small events. You can actually learn a lot more than possibly going to a big name event. You can get a lot more games in. I played a lot. I'm really glad that I take protein and supplements now, because my body doesn't feel as wrecked as it usually is. I know that if I wasn't, I'd probably be barely walking. I played a lot. I think now as a monitora, I'm starting to see that I'm not a student anymore. And even when I'm tired after a bunch of workshops and it's time for the bachizado, I need to still get as much pumped up as possible, because I'm probably going to be playing... in the teacher's hora with them. And I felt really privileged to be regarded as one, even though I've only had my cord for about a month. But it shows you that I need to really value it and still step up my game, that learning isn't over. And then do you have fun? I mean, I know you don't do capoeira as much anymore because you're into judo.
Yeah.
But you look good. She looks a lot better losing weight.
Yeah, I had a really good time. I definitely miss it. I would like to start training again, at least like once a week or so, just to get back into it. And everybody, I've talked to from, you know, Portland, Seattle, even the Bay Area, and you know, Santa Barbara, was like very encouraging. Like, they weren't I was a little bit worried that people would be, you know, I don't know if judgmental is the right word, that I had kind of stopped going to Capoeira, but they were like, they were just encouraging, yeah, you know, you should definitely do it if you want to do it, you know, even just once a week, you know, now and again, but keep training, you know, don't give it up completely. So that was really nice to see, and I enjoyed the games that I had, and playing music again, because I haven't done that in a year. That has been wonderful, because that's really one of my favorite parts of Capoeira. It really differentiates it from all the other kinds of arts and exercises out there.
I noticed that with different East Coast and like East Coast, West Coast, I noticed that the Pacific Northwest crowd was a bit North Coast Patagonia type of, I don't know if it's because like it's like cold where you guys are from or what, but they're still a pretty cool group of people. Mm-hmm. It seems very calm, like it seems very laid back when I was playing them, which is not that bad. It's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Not so hard and confrontational. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the energy, not that the energy was bad, it was just a kind of a low, nice, calm game that I was playing with some people. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. I'm trying to remember any other workshops I've just taken away. Yeah, I really liked going to schools that are different than mine, whether it be Hijinal, Angola. But I noticed this school plays very up game. Not a lot of stuff where it includes stuff like backbends, like voltas, like CDO. So to me, when I was taking workshops from schools similar to them this week, I really feel like I was pushing myself and putting myself in a different putting myself in different positions and sequences that I really haven't done, which I benefited from. I think traveling is important when you're doing Capoeira. It's nice to see different people's vocabularies and movements, and it's just nice to talk to people from different schools. I feel like in smaller events, you can connect to people. Maybe there's someone that you look up to that you really can't go up to them in big events because you feel a little pressured because they're surrounded by people. And like last night, I was just really cool just talking with Sarah at the fire pit.
Yeah.
Talking about how Will Smith is in Scientology now, and she needs to go back to movies like Hitch, and she was just talking about how she can't stop ever watching Hitch. And, so it's like stuff like, I think that's the thing I love about smaller events like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like for a smaller event, like, it doesn't feel small. It feels like there was a lot of stuff that we were able to do, a lot of workshops for just, you know, even for, you know, the couple handfuls of students that they have, it was still full. They've got, you know, a really great experience for the students and for the visitors, I think.
Yeah, it really was all about quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Definitely. And the food was insane. Like, it's always awesome when bachizados are like, oh, and food will be provided. And then if you're lucky, it's like maybe rice and beans.
Yeah.
And then, like, of course, oh, let the messers eat first. So it's like maybe you'll get some rice.
Maybe there'll be some salad for you left.
Yeah. And, like, the dregs of some meat.
Yeah. But this was like, full.
This
like,
was.
We had ham the first day. It was great. There was salad. There was rice at every meal.
Brisket. There was brisket, steak.
Chicken.
There was, and full on barbecue quality.
Yeah. And then I brought ice cream.
And then Joan was like the hero because at the end of the night, nobody even thought about dessert.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what this could use?
Yeah.
This party could use to be pumped up. Some fucking dessert.
Yeah.
And,
to get some ice cream.
Thank God for Sober Joan because I wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
At a certain point, I was watching the fire because I didn't want to get up.
Yeah. It was nice. Super chill. Great event. We've been saying really nice things about Seattle and the area, but I do have to say something. Your interstate exits are bullshit.
Yeah. I don't know what's up with the whole, like, on the off-ramp, and then there's, like, three different off-ramps, and you're supposed to expect me to know when to get off.
Without, like, sort of the labeling is already behind you, and you're kind of wondering, like, wait, is this the exit? I don't know. Should I get off here? What?
And the construction. I kept on forgetting to ask Hasigenia, what's up with all this construction? Are you guys redoing Seattle? Are you giving it a makeover? What's going on?
Just do over. Calling a mulligan on the roads and buildings of Seattle and just doing it over. Yeah, it's nothing but construction.
Yeah. But other than that, I really like Seattle. I definitely want to come up here again. It almost reminds me, like, the skyline is of New York. The sun is kind of like L.A., with none of the douches, or the douchiness, or the crazy traffic, mm-hmm. or the filth. It's very clean.
Yeah.
I do have to admit, like, it is a very clean-looking place, and the food scene is definitely up there with that. That could be, like, New York, L.A., or Portland. Mm-hmm.
Super nice. I definitely want to visit again soon, like, tomorrow. No, I gotta get back to my cat.
Yeah, so, well, there's a bunch of people that are noisy. So I guess we'll just end it there.
Yeah.
So next week we will be back in California talking about something else. But I'm just really glad that I got to take this trip out here, meet a new school, see my homie Joan. Very happy. I'm really happy right now.
So good to see you. And I have to peace out and drive to Portland. And these ladies have to scream about dogs.
Okay, guys. So thank you for listening. I can't talk right now. All right. Bye.